This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Fantasia Chavers is one of the kids we've been following since eighth grade as part of our American Graduate Series Class of 17. At this time, 4 years ago, she was struggling with her sister's departure for college. Today, it's Fantasia who's getting ready to pack her bags. This was Fantasia at the beginning of freshman year at Cedar Hill High. At a going-away party for older sister Jaquela Williams, she looked ahead to her senior year.
People can see I done did more, and I have opportunities. Even though she had an opportunity because she was really smart, I want to have, like, more. Colleges just, like, want me.
That dream came true. This fall, she'll head to Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma. With scholarships and financial aid, she says she's practically going to college for free.
It was the last school I wanted to go to, but they offering me the most, and it's like they're reaching out, and they sent me letters with prayers, and they had their counselors actually hand-signed, so it wasn't one of the stamps that they have in their offices, so that really meant a lot to me.
Fantasia is excited about life after high school, but graduation last weekend was kind of bittersweet.
I'm going to have to make new friends. I'm going to be away from everybody that I've been basically grew up with. I'm going to be away from my mama and everybody else. And, it's kind of hard, but it's like, I try not to think about it until it like comes.
Sitting in the cafeteria at Cedar Hill High, best friend Sky Roberts was wistful.
It's really, you know, it's sad. It saddens me because my best friend's leaving, but I just know there's some more doors that are going to open in the future for both of us, so.
Fantasia plans to study biology and wants to become a pediatrician. It's her way of giving back after a painful childhood. When she was 7, the man who helped raise Fantasia died. Later, a cousin was shot and killed. When she got to high school, she had to deal with bullying and bouts of depression. Her mom, Jamaica Chavers, talked about this at the end of Fantasia's freshman year.
You know, she just had a moment where she just cried and cried and cried and cried and cried. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to take her to the hospital or she didn't want me to hold her or touch her or anything or baby her, and she loves to be babied.
Fantasia eventually got professional help and says she's mentally stronger now. She believes in herself, and she attributes her faith in God to getting through the tough times.
I still have those days where I do get down, but it just be a day. I give myself a day to just cry and let everything out because it's not good to hold that kind of stuff in. And I had to learn that because I do not like crying. I hate crying.
Nope. Hey, Maverick, come sign this.
On one of her final days at high school, Fantasia walked from room to room getting teachers and friends to sign her yearbook. Teacher and coach John Tomlinson remembers something he told her recently.
I expect her to do great things. And to set her standards, keep her standards very high.
Tomlinson has been kind of a father figure. He talked to her about college and scholarships and about guys. He has 3 daughters of his own, and it's the same advice he's given them. Set boundaries and make sure guys respect you.
And they got to honor that. And when they honor that, that's when she'll know. That's the one worth spending time with. It's about your boundaries.
Fantasia nods and smiles and heads to Nolana Johnson's classroom. She teaches health science technology.
She is an amazingly bright and intelligent student who's too quiet. She is extremely intelligent, and she seems to try to hide it sometimes. I'm not really sure why.
On paper, the proof is there. Fantasia ended the year with 4 A's, 2 B's, a 3.5 GPA, and a diploma.
I've kind of found myself because I was, you know, kind of lost on who I really wanted to be and my real identity. And I'm pretty satisfied with the person I have become and the person I will become, too.
Sounds like the right attitude for someone who's just graduated and sees college ahead. Stella Chavez, KERA News.